Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is 2 Timothy 2:8 to 13. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8 to 13. Always remember that Jesus Christ, a descendant of King David, was raised from the dead. This is the good news I preach. And because I preach this good news, I am suffering and have been chained like a criminal. But the word of God cannot be chained. So I am willing to endure anything if it will bring salvation and eternal glory in Christ Jesus to those God has chosen. This is a trustworthy saying. If we die with him, we will also live with him. If we endure hardship, we will reign with him. If we deny him, he will deny us. If we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny who he is. My theme for reflection is the unchained gospel and the faithful Christ. The unchained gospel and the faithful Christ. One of the strongest things about life is how easily we panic when our plans are interrupted. A dead phone battery, a delayed train, a locked door, and suddenly it feels as if the universe is collapsing. We laugh about it later, of course, but in the moment, it reveals something important. We often assume that if we are constrained, then everything important must also be constrained. Paul says otherwise. In 2 Timothy 2:8 to 13, he writes from suffering, likely from prison, and yet he sounds neither defeated nor bitter. Instead, he says, "Remember Jesus Christ raised from the dead." That is the center of it all. Timothy is being urged to remain steady in difficult ministry, not by inventing something clever, but by remembering someone reliable. Paul's chains are real. His hardship is real. Opposition is real. But the gospel is not trapped by any of it. The word of God is not chained. That sentence matters deeply for Christian people today. We live in a world that often measures truth by visibility, influence, numbers, and success. If the church seems weak, we assume the message must be weak. If believers suffer, we are tempted to think faith has failed. But Paul turns that logic upside down. Jesus himself was rejected, crucified, and buried, and yet raised. The gospel does not depend on favorable conditions. It advances because Christ is alive. The old hymn Paul quotes sharpens this further. If we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. Christian life then is not a search for comfort at all costs, but a union with Christ that carries both suffering and hope. The harder line follows. If we deny him, he also will deny us. Yet the passage ends with surprising depth. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. That does not make denial trivial, but it does remind us that Christ's character is steadier than our emotions. He is not moody, not fickle, not easily altered by our fluctuations. His faithfulness is part of who we are. Calbath once wrote, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever, and in him God's faithfulness is present among us." That is the ground beneath Paul's courage. Scripture echoes this in Romans 8:38-39, where Paul insists that neither death nor life, neither present nor future, can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Christian hope is not that we are always strong, but that Christ is always faithful. Think of a nurse exhausted after months of caring for patients and an ailing parent at home. One evening, she sat in her car and whispered, "Lord, I do not have much left." She expected silence. Instead, what came to her mind was simple. "You do not need much left if I am still here." Nothing outward changed immediately. Her shift was still strong, her mother still frail, but she drove home steadier because she remembered that faith is not finally held together by her strength, but by Christ's faithfulness. That is what this means for us now. When you feel overlooked, weary, or hemmed in by circumstances, remember Jesus Christ. When your service feels small, remember that the Word of God is not chained. When your faith trembles, remember that Christ does not. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life do you feel most constrained right now? And how might God be reminding you that His Word is not chained? Number two, what would it look like for you this week to endure with Christ instead of simply escaping discomfort? And now our practical exercise for the day. Write down the words, "Remember Jesus Christ," and keep them where you will see them often. Each time you notice them, pause and name one burden you are carrying, then place it consciously into Christ's faithful hands. Faithful Lord Jesus Christ, when we are weary, remind us that you are risen. When we are afraid, remind us that your word is not chained. When our faith falters, hold us steady by your own faithfulness. Teach us to endure with hope, to serve without despair, and to trust that your grace is stronger than our weakness. Amen.